In his budget proposal, President Trump is calling for a drastic cut to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The cut, if approved, would take funding from $300 million down to $10 million. Over the last several years, the initiative has enjoyed strong bipartisan support in an era of polarized politics.
Our next guest says that the president's proposed cut would not only hurt the health of the Great Lakes and the economies of the Great Lakes states, it could put Trump in an unpopular position in states that brought him big wins in the 2016 election.
Peter Annan joins us now. He's the author of The Great Lakes Water Wars, and he co-directs the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Peter, welcome back.
Thank you.
What kind of reaction has the proposed cut from President Trump gotten from people involved in the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative?
Yeah, there's been really a kind of a remarkable bipartisan negative reaction on Capitol Hill. You know, this is a really always been a really strong bipartisan program, and congressmen and women in the president's party have they're sort of tiptoeing around a direct confrontation with the president over it. But there's clearly some concern. And originally, the word was going to be that the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative would be cut from $300 million to $10 million. But the actual skinny budget, so-called skinny budget that the president released, actually zeroed out the program completely. And so there's a lot of concern on Capitol Hill, again, throughout most of the Great Lakes congressional delegation on both sides of the aisle about that proposed cut. And it'll be interesting to see what happens over coming months as the Hill pulls together some kind of budget for the fiscal year.
I want to mention a quote from Scott Pruitt, new head of the EPA, and he recently had this to say. He was meeting with some representatives from Ohio. He said, "I believe we can fulfill the mission of our agency with a trim budget." Went on to say, "We are committed to working with all states in the region to ensure water quality standards are advanced and protected," not specific to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, but do you think that the agency can keep up with water projects and other water priorities if this zeroing of the budget goes through?
Yeah, and so that was a hearing last week, subcommittee hearing on last week under questioning from Congressman David Joyce, Republican of Ohio, with very pointed questions of Administrator Pruitt. And there were some delicate answers going on there, and I think, you know, so the direct answer to your question is, if things continue as proposed by the president, no, I don't think it's possible to continue things business as usual. But what I'm hearing is that a lot of the people behind the scenes on Capitol Hill are believing that they'd be very surprised if the GLRI was not continued at some level. They're talking between, say, $200 million and $300 million. So they'd be really surprised if there was the normal, usual $300 million allocation that we've had for the last several years. And they'd also be surprised, however, if it got below $200 million. So there's kind of a surprising amount of what I would call quiet, cautious optimism on the Hill that some kind of funding will emerge. Nevertheless, there remains a lot of concern about the proposed lack of any funding for this highly popular bipartisan program.
What is it about this particular initiative for the Great Lakes that brought people together across political and ideological divides?
Yeah, and you know, that's really an interesting question. I think there's been a lot of research, first of all, on the need. And, you know, the Great Lakes were this incredible water-based juggernaut that fueled the economy during the last century. But what we saw is that there was extensive lack of sustainable economic development in the last century, weak water laws, and that really was the demise of Lake Erie that brought about, very influential, bringing about the Clean Water Act. Since then, there's been an acknowledgement that actually restoration is not just good for the Great Lakes environment, it's also good for the Great Lakes economy. The Brookings Institution did a highly influential study looking at Great Lakes restoration and found that for every dollar invested, $2 in economic development resulted. And so this is not just an environmental policy or program in the Great Lakes region. It's also an economic program in the Great Lakes region. And so, you know, getting that 100% return on every dollar invested is a pretty good rate for the federal government.
Can you talk about that connection a little more? Why would Great Lakes restoration help power the economy of these states that surround them?
Yeah, so part of it is, you know, the dollars invested, they're often partnered with state dollars, in some cases public-private partnerships. And so there's a sort of a direct investment there. Secondly, if you look at the fact that once waterways that were once polluted, brownfields once polluted, are cleaned up, then you see condos moving in, you see coffee shops and restaurants moving in around the condos, and so it creates this redevelopment of the Great Lakes waterfront. I mean, what we saw during the last century, heavily industrialized waterfronts, people kind of turned their backs on the Great Lakes because it was sort of filthy and polluted and stunk. Now that this sort of there's this change in the Great Lakes waterfronts through restorations, people are re-embracing the Great Lakes like never before in some of these waterfront areas, and that's refueling economic development, bringing people closer to the environment of the Great Lakes, and again, and great economic benefit as well.
We're talking with Peter Annan right now from Northland College, talking about President Trump's proposal to zero out the budget for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and the impact that could have, and what might happen next in that budget. And Northland College, Peter, recently held a water summit, and there was a paper written afterwards about its findings, looking at the successes and the future priorities for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. What's still at the top of the to-do list?
Yeah, well, the water summit was held before the presidential election, which is really kind of interesting because I think, you know, we had about two dozen experts in the room from bipartisan groups and states, and representing, you know, Republican governors, Republican congressional, as well as Democrat groups. And, you know, I think the feeling in the room, as there was sort of throughout the nation based on polling and everything, is that, you know, that the person who was going to be elected president was going to be Hillary Clinton. And yet this was a nonpartisan exercise, and the white paper was sent to both presidential campaigns. And so what's been really interesting is that I don't think anybody in the room thought that the program would necessarily be proposed to be zeroed out. And so what's interesting is that the first, the number one point on the white paper was that the program should continue because, A, the work still remains to be done. Economically, it makes perfect sense because of the return on the investment for the federal government, and it's a highly popular bipartisan program. What's interesting historically about GLRI is that President Obama would regularly propose $250 million for GLRI, and the Republican-led Congress would increase that to $300 million in the ultimate budget that came through. That happened several times in recent years. And the most popular, the most heavily funded part of GLRI is to restore what are known as areas of concern. You can think of them like Superfund sites on the shores of the Great Lakes. And that's where the vast majority, or I shouldn't say the vast majority, but the largest single chunk of restoration dollars have gone. And several of these areas of concern have made great headway after decades of kind of being stagnant. Restoration sites have made great headway in recent years. Some of them been completely delisted and reclaimed. And so there's progress that's been made there. And so there is specific interest in continuing GLRI support of the Areas of Concern program restoration. But then there's also been habitat restoration and invasive species restoration. A lot of the Asian carp dollars to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes come from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. So there's a lot, again, the feeling in the room for the water summit that we hosted, again, which was a nonpartisan water summit, was that the program needs to continue, work remains to be done, and it's a highly popular bipartisan program.
And Peter, as we just start to wrap up here, you said earlier that there is a kind of quiet optimism on the Hill that this zeroing out of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative will not, in fact, be what goes through, that there will be some money there in possibly the $200 to $300 of millions as it has been. But if for some reason this cut, the zeroing out, did go through as planned, what would the potential impact be?
Well, I think we're just going to see some of these areas that seemed like they had a chance of being restored to the way they were before they were heavily damaged through industrialization or sewage pollution or runoff. They're going to continue to be problems. I mean, don't forget, 2014, city of Toledo, 400,000 people on Lake Erie didn't have drinking water because of pollution from polluted runoff and algal blooms. I mean, we would continue, presumably, to see problems like that. God forbid that Asian carp would actually end up entering the Great Lakes into sustainable reproducing populations. I mean, you know, there are a lot of potential issues that people will literally be able to see, feel, witness, and experience if the trajectory is changed here. And that's what people are concerned about in the Great Lakes region, again, both sides of the aisle.
Peter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Peter Annan is the author of the book, The Great Lakes Water Wars, and he co-directs the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College in Ashland. And he joined us to talk about President Trump's proposal to cut funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.